from the Bell Telephone Hour. Now your host, Donald Voorhees.
Good evening. It's a pretty worn cliche to speak of someone as a legend in his own time, but in the case of Fritz Kreisler, it's nothing less than the simple truth. He was the greatest violinist of his day, a popular composer, and a rare, warm, wonderful human being. Fritz was also the last of the musical holdouts against radio, so you can imagine our excitement when he agreed to make his broadcasting bow on the telephone hour. This was in 1944, just a few days after his 69th birthday. Fritz and the Bell Telephone Hour, I'm happy to say, quickly formed a mutual admiration society, and he played with us 19 times over the next half dozen years. In fact, his very last public appearance was on the Telephone Hour, March 6th, 1950. Right now, though, let's think back to April of 1945, when Fritz Kreisler played three of his own pieces in the Viennese style. This first is Liebesfreude, Love's Joy. Love's Joy to Love's Sorrow, as Fritz Kreisler plays his own Liebeslied. The third Kreisler piece that the violinist played with me and the Bell Telephone Orchestra on that memorable broadcast of nearly a quarter of a century ago. This is The Old Refrain. I'll be back after this message with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Madame Gabriella Tucci, Metropolitan Opera star.
You have a telephone everywhere, even in small place. It is almost unusual, you know. And I love your, how you call it, push button, your touchstone telephone. They are so delightful, so musical. I am very affectionate to the telephone.
We, too, have affection for our telephones, Madame Tucci. But it's our telephone network that gives us the most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
On several occasions, Fritz Kreisler told me that Mozart was his favorite composer. And so, whenever I could, I scheduled Mozart pieces on his telephone hour broadcasts. Here's the overture to The Marriage of Figaro.
Thank you.
I'd like to share with you a rare and treasured memento of the great violinist. On January 31st, 1955, just 2 days before his 80th birthday, we recorded a brief interview. As it turned out, the conversation was never used on the air until this moment.
Well, Mr. Chrysler, the first thing, naturally, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday and many, many more to come. And to thank you for all the wonderful music you've given us all these years.
It's awfully kind of you, but don't be too explicit about my kindness.
What do you mean by not being explicit?
Because whatever I did, I couldn't do otherwise. I was forced to do it by circumstances and by my own nature.
We were wondering, Mr. Chrysler, if you'd just say a few words to all your many musical friends in America, since you no longer travel and see them personally.
Well, it is a great pleasure to think of the great many friendships I had in America and the great many kind people who listened to me benevolently, let us say so. And I certainly derived much pleasure in the telephone hours with you. They left a great and fine reminiscence in my brain.
I hardly have to say that all of us associated with the Bell Telephone Hour have great and kind reminiscences of Fritz Kreisler. And here's a particularly wonderful one, his performance of the first movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 4 from our live broadcast on New Year's Day, 1945.
Thank you.
Of Mozart, played by Fritz Kreisler and the Bell Telephone Orchestra. I'll be back after a final word.
Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by...
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings, I mean pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could... send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
This is Donald Voorhees. I hope that you'll be with me again next week at this same time when the voice of Leonard Warren highlights our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
NBC.